Okay, we're on Tzadik Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Barishona hayu omrim shalosh nashim yotzos v'notlos ksuba. Beginning, if these three women had the tainas that they have, so we forced the husband to divorce her, and she got her ksuba. She didn't lose her ksuba, because she was in the right. One, ha'omeres t'mei anilach. A woman tainted that she was raped. Eishes Kohen. Tainted she was raped. So she doesn't lose her ksuba because it's not her fault. And she's also to her husband. So we believed her. And the husband had to divorce her and he gave her ksuba. Shemayim beini leveinecha. She claimed that the husband isn't capable of having children. That his zera is not yorek hachetz. It's only something that she could know in him. So it's what's it called? Hashomayim beinil v'nech. It's only something that Rabban Shom could know. We believed her, and she tainas that she wants to have children, even though she's not mitzvah and pruervu, but she wants to have a child to be an aid to her in her old age. It's a good taina. And what's it called? So we force him to divorce her, and she gets a ksuba. Metula animen ayehudim. She makes a nether that she's not going to have hanos tashmish from any man. So obviously tashmish is something that's painful to her, and therefore we force him to divorce her. And it's not her fault. She's probably what's it called, some kind of sickness or something, and therefore we force him to divorce her, and he gives her ksuba. Chazru lomar, but afterwards they saw that the people were using this in a wrong way. Women were using these excuses, right, when they weren't true, in order to get divorced, get their ksuba, and marry somebody else. So their motivation was obviously not good, and they really weren't deserving of the husband being forced to divorce her and give her a ksuba. So therefore, they made the following takana. Woman who says that she was raped, she has to bring a raya that it's true. We don't believe her, just like this. And lemaisa, how do we permit a kohen to live with a woman? If min haTorah we believe her, then how in the world could they made a takana not to believe her, and the husband should be able to live with her? So some say that really min haTorah we wouldn't believe her. Just that before we believe it, the husband doesn't know one way or the other. And others hold that other rabbi, min haTorah we believe her, but the rabbanon have a koach to be misakin things, even bekum v'yaseh, if they see that there's a tremendous tzorach. So here's one of the cases where the rabbanon made a takana that an echanam is matur and the kohen to live with her, even though min haTorah we would believe her. Right, but lemaisa, what's it called? It's a takana de rabbanon, and under certain circumstances, we had this in Tosis and Yevamos also, that under certain circumstances, the chachamim can make a takana even to be over an iser bekum v'yaseh, not only not to be mekayim a mitzvah shevi al taaseh, which is the normal case. Others say, what?
That's a Pandora's box. You could open up for anything.
Yeah, you know, it's not for Deirzer. It's only the Sanhedrin that could do such a thing. Not anybody can come along and do it.
But if she knows.
Oh, so that, what's it called? We'll see in one second if what no gay after her a while. So, but since they had in order for Takana to stand, they permitted her also. Right? Even if she knows. Right? Lemaisa, what's it called? They let her be over. That is her. It's only Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. Since we don't believe her, we don't believe her. Right? So the psak is we don't believe her. She knows, she's Shavya Nafshi. So that could be only like a nether. So they said that what's it called? We're telling you not Shavya Nafshe, since we don't believe you. Others say that since women, what's it called, now use this as a ploy, we don't believe her anymore. So now the matzah have changed. Therefore, min haTorah you wouldn't believe her. Since you wouldn't believe her, they weren't matzah or anything. Just that they don't believe her. Finished. Okay. So that's the first thing. If she says that my husband can't have children, so then derech bakasha means either we ask the husband to divorce her, we don't force him, And other Rishonim say that we make a big party for them, Derech Bakasha, and hopefully they'll be mispayas and they'll have children. That there'll be a bracha, they'll have children. Unetula nimina Yehudim, and if she makes herself osir to everybody, then Yofir el Chelko, we tell him to be made for his chelik so he can live with her. So she can live with him, right? And what's it called? And when she'll be divorced, she'll be also to other people in Echanami. Rashi. Yotzeis bal korcho shel bal. We force the husband to divorce her. Tmei ani loch, bo olai odom echo v'timani locha. Right, I was raped. Va'onis kamar, be'eshes kohen, de'omonis nami osur odom. The regular be'eshes Yisrael is an osur if she's raped. But a be'eshes kohen is. She didn't do anything wrong, she was forced. If it's talking about an Eishes Yisrael and it's talking where she was raped, she's mutter to her husband. And if it's talking where she did it baratzon and she's also to her husband, but she doesn't get her ksuba. If she was mazana baratzon, she loses her ksuba. Right? Vein la ksuba. He's not he doesn't have the power, his zera doesn't come out normally, right, with force, and therefore she can't pregnant. There's over eno goli lubrius el shamayim, something only shamayim knows. Yasu derabakashi, yvakshu haymenushi if terena beget, karoi, vein machrichinoso. So Rashi learns, we ask him nicely to divorce her, but not that we force him. And like I said, others say that we make a big party and we're Matthias and hopefully that they'll have children. Okay. Iboyelahu. Omra lebala tmeyani. Mahu shetocha betruma. Okay, now we don't believe her. She says tmeyani, so we don't believe her, right? Is she able to eat truma? Right? No, the case that we do believe her, right? She says tmeyani, right? Yeah, and what's her call? And we don't believe her. Is she allowed to eat truma or not? Right? In other words, she holds that she's also to him. And if she was nivel to somebody, she's apostles her from eating truma. Right? Even by onus. Just like she's also to her husband, she's also to truma too. So if sheishes omer ocheles, shalototzi laz alboneha, she should eat truma, because this is all part of the takana. Otherwise, people will think that she's also to her husband, and the children that were born were pegumim, or chalolim, right? Rava amareinu cheles efshadoch lechulin. Rava says no, we don't extend it to the idea that she can eat truma too. For truma we're choshish. She has other things to eat. She'll eat chulin, and nobody's going to take from the fact that she's not eating truma that she's really also to her husband, and the children are chalolim. Omar Rava, umoder Rav Sheshes, shim this armala shein ocheles. And Rava said, Rav Sheshes agrees to me that if there's no chash about the children, he died, right? Shein ocheles, right? Why? Because then people will say, well, maybe now she became osir, not for some reason, not before. So therefore, there's no shail on the children from before. But if she's not going to eat truma when she's married, then people will say, well, when did she become osur to her husband? And that were the children born after that are chalolim. Right? Midi hu taima elamishum totzi laz alboneha. This armel of nisgarsha amri hashla this nisa. Maybe now she was nenas. And therefore, what's it called? Now she becomes osur to a kohen and osur to truma. Not before when she was married. But while she was married, they don't know when if she stops eating truma, they'll say she's also, and she's a chalola, and she's right, she's a chalola, and her children are chalola. Rashi. Mahu shetocha betruma. Kivan delo mafkin alo minei, kol kama delo osi sade, domre nensa, since according to the Mishnah Achrona, right, the Takana, we don't force him to divorce her, and we let him live with her, right, until she'll bring witnesses that she was raped. So she allowed to eat truma or not? Right? L'chor, if she stops eating truma, people will say, well, she's really also to her husband. De'efshe doch l'chulin. The whole de'efshe betakanta lo safina la truma. Since she could eat chulin, and nobody's going to notice whether she's eating chulin or truma, Rava holds that she stops eating truma. Shelo totzi laz al boneha, di amras lo sochal truma, and Rav Sheshet says, no, if you stop her from eating truma, also the maimer, de boneha psulim in akuna. They'll say, well, you see, this woman can't eat truma, so she's apostle to a kohen, so she's continuing living with her husband, her children, her chalolim. Dehare b'nei anusa ninu, shari nipsala min atruma, mach masonis. Umodar of sheishas, di nis armelo nis garsha, de hashto leko laz. Now there's no more laz on the previous children. De meimer amri hashto lachar gerish, and rudis nisa. Because people will say, well, maybe before she was mutter to her husband and her children are okay. She doesn't eat truma, that's now. It happened now. After she got divorced or after she got widowed. Okay. Omra Papa. Bodiklan Rava Ishis Koin Chenensa. Yesh Luxuba Ain Luxuba. Rava gave us a bechina. He wanted to know if Ishis Koin, who's Nensa, gets Luxuba or doesn't get Luxuba. Even the onus lagabi kohen karatz lagabi so. What's a svara? Right, since onus by a kohen is the same thing as if she had been mazan the baratzon by Yisrael, right? In other words, just like a Yisrael who's mazan the baonus, an ashes Yisrael is also to her husband, an ashes kohen is also even if she's baonus, right? So therefore ein luxuba. So therefore we compare the two, and just like an Ashes Yisrael who's Mizana doesn't have a ksuba, an Ashes coin is Mizana, even though it's Baonis, doesn't have a ksuba. O Dilma, Mochi Amrala, Anoha Chazina. Right, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm okay. Right? The Gabra who didn't stop for Sadeh, it's your luck that I got raped. I didn't do anything wrong. Piamrina Lay, Masnisani. And we said to him, it's the Mishnah, our Mishnah is Beferish. That an Ashes Kohen Shenensa, according to the original Takana, gets a ksuba. So you see that an Ashes Kohen Shenensa gets a ksuba. Right? Misnisani. Hamayas to Me'ani Loch Yesh Laksuba. Right? So Mar says, Mamayaskina, how's the Mishnah talking? E Lema Beishes Israel. If it's talking about an Ashes Israel, E Baratsan Klum Yosh Ksuba. If she did it Baratsan, of course she loses the ksuba. So it can't be talking about an Ashes Israel who is Mizana Baratsan. The Baalness. Mikomitzra Gavra, and if it's owner, she's not also to her husband, so why should she get divorced? Be'ela Be'ishas Kohen, it must be talking about Ishas Kohen. Yibaratzon Klum Yesh Laksuba. If she was Mazana Baratzon, she's no different than Ishas Yisrael, she loses her Ksuba. Migorim Ishas Yisrael Baratzon. Ela La Be'ones, Uktani Yesh Laksuba. Beferish Mishnah. That must be talking about an Ishas Kohen, it was Nensa. And therefore she can't live with her husband, so he forced him to divorce her, according to the Takana Rishona, according to the Mishnah Rishona. But she has a ksuba. Okay. Rashi. Eshes koin shenensa be'edim. Right? There was edim. Right? Masnisim lo mesuk me'elabeshes koin shenensa. Ubein le Mishnah Rishona, bein le Mishnah Achroni, ish l'ksuba. Either case, she has a ksuba. If there's no edim, right, then he forced him to divorce her according to the Mishnah Rishona, and he gets a ksuba. According to the Mishnah Achron, if there's no Edim, we permit her to continue living with him. But if there are Edim, then he divorces her, and same thing, she gets a ksuba. Clear from the Mishnah that an Ashes Kohen Shenensa gets a ksuba.
Somebody have the archive with the documents of Nadarim, this woman. So the guy takes out the nether part that she could be with him, but if she gets divorced later, she still becomes usher. So 15 years from now, when she gets divorced,
she knows that she's usher to them. We trust her. She's a frum woman. She made the nether. Right? So she'll be usher to them. And she has to tell people that I'm usher to you.
So remember that Dafka, he must be the nether only from his part.
You don't have policemen running around, following this womb.
She needs to remember you
later.
He took only his part from
the nether. She knows that he was made for, he doesn't have koach to be made for other people, right? And does not chow till she gets divorced. When she gets divorced, she should know. The basin tells her. The chacham who's matter the nether tells her. She will know for the future.
How does that fit in?
No, because we assume because of that be is painful to her. She would make such a nether of it. So therefore we tell the Baal, look, this woman can't live with her husband like normal, so get rid of her. Now we're afraid she's lying. It's not really true.
But how could she be lying? She says it or not.
How could she possibly be lying? Because it must not have been her. She just said, she's also to everybody else.
Good question. Because after she'll be divorced, she can be mater neder.
Yeah, but that's very obvious. I mean, who's going to?
Yeah, okay. So, but she's divorced. So, right. Why? Who's going to be mater the neder? Why not? She says a miracle cure. I went to, I'm the Yitzchok, and he cured me.